Sunday with Miriam on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by SuperValu Insurance, looking out for you and yours with our new life and mortgage protection insurance.
Tweet at Miriam O'Callaghan.
Well, this week, nurse Hannah Johns was crowned Miss Northern Ireland and she'll go on to represent the province in the Miss World competition. Well, Hannah is the daughter of Paddy Johns, the former rugby player who captained Ireland and played in two World Cups. And I'm delighted to say that both Hannah Johns and her dad, Paddy Johns, are on the line now. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Congratulations first, Hannah. Brilliant news. Tell me a bit about the competition. Was it a tough one to win and why did you enter it?
So yeah, the competition, it was very tough. There was a great group of 27 girls alongside and honestly, every single one of them are so unique and brought so much of themselves to the competition. It could have went to absolutely any one of them. I entered the competition because one of my co-workers in work actually put me forward for it. She just thought I would be perfect for the role. I didn't see it myself at the time, but it was really, really nice to hear. So I decided to go ahead with it and research into it. And I thought this was a great opportunity to represent my country. I love my country, so I really wanted to showcase how amazing Northern Ireland is. And yeah, no, I didn't go in with any expectations, but I came out of it with so much more confidence. I feel so much more, just more confident in myself. And I'm just so glad to share my story with my working and my ambassadorship for Northern Ireland Kin Research Fund. So it's an amazing opportunity for me and I can't wait to grab all the opportunities that come along with it.
No, it's wonderful. And Hannah, you're a nurse, aren't you? Tell me about your day-to-day job, where you work and what you do.
Yes, so I work in the city hospital. At the minute, I work in renal services. So I'm currently working in nephrology, but I've experience in renal transplant and the dialysis unit. So I've all aspects of renal I've kind of worked in. So yeah, but my base word's transplant, so I can't wait to go back to transplantation. So yeah, it's a very rewarding job and I do love it.
And I read a great article in the Belfast Telegraph and you said in it recently, the one thing you share with your siblings, Hannah, is you're all really competitive. Now, do you think that comes from your dad maybe?
I think it's in the gene pool, I really do. I think it's definitely within us Johnses to be very competitive, but we're very competitive in our own ways. We have our strengths and we focus on them. So we're not very competitive with each other. We push each other a lot, which I think we've got a great supporting family. So it's amazing that we can, you know, celebrate my dad's goals and my brother's goals and my sister's goals. So it's a nice competitiveness. It's not vicious in the family. We're all very, very supportive.
And Paddy, what do you make of Hannah's great success in winning Miss Northern Ireland?
Do you know what? It all has come on so quick. You know, Hannah said she'd entered this and I said, yeah, grand. And the first heat she went to was the Miss Lisburn, which she won and that got her through to the finals. And I asked, could I come along? Nope, you're not coming. So that's grand. I'm going to be coming to the finals if you win. And so it's been fantastic and it's all been very quick. And, you know, we're just so proud of Hannah and as we are of all the kids. And she'll be a great ambassador for Northern Ireland.
And of course, Paddy, you went into dentistry, I think, didn't you, after giving up rugby. Is that still the day job?
Yes, it is. So I went to Newcastle Uni and then I transferred to Dublin University, Trinity College, and spent some time in Trinity, time in Dublin. So it was fantastic down there. And I came back up north after I qualified and I've stayed up north since that, yeah.
And of course, all your children are talented, aren't they, Paddy? Because you've got Hannah and I think Hannah's an identical twin and you've also got a son who's a talented footballer.
Yes, and then Hannah also has an older sister, Emily, who is extremely talented as well. And she's emigrated and she's in Canada at the moment because Hannah's mum is also Canadian. Wow. And I should actually mention a Cork man, actually, a man called Pat Parfrey, who was a guy who brought me to Canada in 1987. And that's where I met Kirsty, my wife. And that's how Hannah now is here and representing Northern Ireland. So Pat Parfrey from Cork was the man who started the whole thing rolling.
So Pat is Cupid really in your life, Paddy?
He is indeed, yes. He actually recently visited and he also played for Ireland himself. He was quite a rugby player and an absolute gentleman too.
And your mum, Hannah Kirsty, does she have the same competitive streak in her, do you think, that you all have?
I don't think as much, no. She's definitely the caring and nurturing one of the family. So I think maybe I got that, those qualities from my mum and the competitiveness from my dad. It's a perfect combination.
Absolutely perfect. And of course, Polly, when I said to people I was interviewing you this morning, a lot of people were saying what a fab player you were. You played with the likes, I think, of Eric Elwood, Simon Gagan, Conor O'Shea, David Corkery. It was just on the cusp of the professional era. When you compare the setup then, Paddy, to the Ireland camp now, do you ever wish you were a few years younger playing for Ireland?
Do you know what? I think I don't think that way. I really enjoyed the era I played in and the people I met, teammates I played with. And the amateur days, I played half my career as an amateur and half as a professional. So I got that mixed and I wouldn't trade that, to be honest with you.
And of course, did you play under the great Willie Anderson in Dungannon?
Yeah, Willie and I played together at Dungannon along with the likes of Jeremy Davison and Ronnie Carey as well. So Willie was my mentor, and whenever Willie was in the Irish team, I was only a schoolboy coming out of school. So when Willie played number 8, I played second row, and when he played second row for Ireland, I played number 8 for Dungannon. So we worked together, and then Willie went on to coach me later on at Dungannon, and he was very influential in my career, Willie. So yeah.
Yeah. Are you still involved coaching or not, Paddy?
No. I left rugby and I really got, I put my energies into the family and the four kids. And then I did a bit of triathlon as well. So that's where I put my time and energy. I did a little bit of coaching for the Gannon several years ago, just for a couple of years. But that was really more like a full-time job. So I stepped back from that. And now I just... cycle, train and then work, spend time with the family too.
And talking about all of that and triathlons, you raised a lot of money before the last World Cup in memory of two great players, Doddy Weir and Tom Smith. You took on a fairly tough challenge, didn't you?
Yeah, you know, Doddy Weir, what an incredible guy. One of the nicest men you'll ever meet. I love playing against Doddy, just being with him afterwards. And it wasn't a chore at all. Yeah, Doddy, what can I say? He's just an absolute legend. And what he's done for MND as well, it's been fantastic. So that was a cycle run row from London to Paris. And you know what? Both Doddy and also Tom Smith, who passed recently, two guys I would have played against quite a lot. Lovely gentlemen. And, you know, that was no chore at all. I just, you know, love those guys.
And Hannah, I know you've been involved in fundraising too as a renal nurse and raising awareness, haven't you?
Yes. Yeah, so since working in City Hospital, we work quite closely with a lot of local charities. So I decided that I'd love to work with Kidney Research because they've done amazing work in Belfast City regarding improving the services. And I just really wanted to be a part of that. So, yes, yeah, so I was actually did the Belfast Marathon for them. Raised a good amount of money and awareness regarding research and the need for it. I do love my charity work, and I really want to, you know, do more with them throughout this year and try to raise more awareness regarding kidney disease. So, yeah, no, I'm very excited.
And Hannah, you're a young, successful woman, and some people I know listening might go, oh, the whole pageant thing, it's really old-fashioned. You really don't agree, though, sure you don't?
No, I really disagree with it. It's very much all about empowering women. And I think people miss that perception of it. I just feel like people are uneducated on what pageantry is nowadays. And it's completely changed with the times. It's all about beauty with a purpose. And I think it's a great platform for people to raise awareness on what's important to them. And it's really empowering and confident for women.
There's a really busy schedule, isn't there, now for you, because you'll be heading to Miss World. Can you continue working as a nurse, or you'll be just so busy, will you be able to?
I'm hopefully going to work in the clinical setting as much as I can alongside doing my duties for Miss World. I'm really hoping to cut down my hours ever so slightly, but I'm used to working under pressure, and I'm a hard worker, and it's 1 year of my life. I'm telling myself I want to make the most of it, and I also want to continue my work. I'm very excited, but it's going to be a busy year, but it's going to be a very exciting year.
Paddy, you're proud of all four of your children, but you must be proud at the moment, because it just happened, of Hannah, because I suppose it's a big role in Northern Ireland, and she loves where she lives.
She does, and you know what? Anybody who comes to Ireland, whether it's north or south, will say it's a beautiful place and beautiful people. And I think Hannah, you know, she's lived here all her life. She's, you know, holidayed in the caravan all around the north coast and Enniskillen and Castlewellan. And she loves the place too. And I think she's going to be a great role model and bring more people here. And when more people come here, they'll travel down south and see how great it is down there too.
Finally, Hannah, I gather you're very competitive with your identical twin sister, but I think, have you won the argument now because you won Miss Northern Ireland?
Oh, I think she can get that claim to fame too. She can basically passes me in public anyway. So no, I would gladly share it with her in a heartbeat. So no, we're competitive with each other, but we're very supportive of each other.
Final question to you, Paddy. Do you still follow the Irish team? Do you watch all the games?
Absolutely. Yes, I do. I love Ireland. I love watching. I love to see them doing well. I played in the lean years, you know, and it's great to see the country doing so well, and it just gives the whole place a lift. Got it to the World Cup. No, I'm not going to lie, it was absolutely gutted. But yeah, I don't get to the Lansdowne or to the Aviva often, but I definitely make sure I see the games.
Well, Hannah Johns, newly crowned Miss Northern Ireland, congrats to you, and congrats to your dad, Paddy Johns, on your own career and on your daughter's success. Lovely to speak to you both. And the best of luck in Miss World, Hannah.
Thank you so much indeed.